Jean Barga, the bishop of Bolova in Cameroon.
In Cameroon. Okay, you were speaking to me about the drama of Africa, the tragedy of Africa. What is the drama of Africa?
According to what we have said during the synod until now, it seems that there is a lot of drama in Africa. First of all, is the war. Yes, some wars in some nations continue to disturb the life of the people. The other aspect of drama is this ethnical conflict. That means we have not found the best way to live together. After the evolution of the society in Africa, that means to pass from the tradition to the modernity, we continue to look for what we can build, how we can build the nations of this. That means this possibility to live together, to be this post-ethnical society. That is the problem. There are also many things that the IDS is a big drama. We must consider it like the first war we face on Africa.
Have you already made your intervention in the Synod?
Yes, I gave one intervention. My proposal was to intensify the ecclesiology. That means ecclesiology to the church opened to the society. Now we have to have a church now who can give to the society this sort of service of mediation, that mediator. I insist also to the capacity for the church to be the voice of those who have not the voice.
Do you think the church in Africa does have this capacity?
It is possible. In many countries in Africa, Catholic Church is very well considered like a force and this institution who wish try to be really on the service of the people, so that the credibility of the church is very important now. So we can continue to advise the people, to advise the leaders, to form the people. And I think that the time for us, as it had been said, is to look for the formation of a new generation of the leaders, a new generation of the citizens, and so on. And the church can be not only the only service, the only organization, but how to manage that together with the others, we can grow and improve our society. That is the real challenge we have.
So it's important, a meeting like this is important to bring all the voices together, right?
Yes, this world, the synod is has a great capacity of information first. To listen all this representation is very rich. So, and after that, we are looking for new strategies to improve our capacity to help the Africa, to help the society in Africa. And I think that at the ecclesial level, we have also this specific capacity to open the problem of Africa to the whole world. That is the universal aspect, which is very important. It's not only the problem by Africans to the Africans, it's now the problem of the world and the humanity, all the humanity.
Do you think Africa is neglected, is forgotten, is not taken into consideration by the rest of the world?
There is a sort of ideology now about Africa that we call it Afro-pessimism. Afro-pessimism is terrible. I think the Africans know that they are capable to do better. And we want to be aware about it, very, 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 very important. But what is the other people think about Africa? It's not very clear. You know, for instance, the radio in Europe, the TV in Europe, used to show only bad experiences in Africa. There is also very good things. I don't know, it's a sort of ideology of Afro-pessimism which is for me very terrible and destroy the image of the African world.
So from what you're saying, the role of the media is very important.
Yes, very, very important. Very, very important. For me, I hope that the church will give more importance to the media. It's now time for us to have all the medias. Because without medias, you cannot improve your image. You cannot make known your work. It is the necessity of this modern time.
We haven't spoken about your country, which is the Cameroon. Yes. Which is the major challenge the church is facing in Cameroon at this time?
Yes, in Cameroon, we think that the society, we have this privilege to have peace for a long time, as I said. But as you know, the peace is need evolution, is need to be improved every time. Now, the first thing is to consolidate our peace, our capacity to live together. So in this situation, I think the problem will be for the church to be able to help the families to be reconciled. Because, you know, you can have general peace, but in the families, some divisions and some conflicts. We want to go there deeply, because build the peace means especially to begin to do it in the families. So pastoral families seems to me a very urgent aspect of the pastoral we want to. The second one is to form the leaders. Yes.
The political leaders?
Political leaders, economical leaders, social leaders. We have to not focus only to the aspect political. For me, the society is very complex. And culture, we have to improve how to give good aspect of our culture. The problem of economic, how to create it, new form of productions. And the poverty is one of the cause of the great conflicts in the society. Because if politics activity remains the only business possibility for the people, it will not possible for us to be in peace, because all will want to go and have the place in the politics. So for me, the problem is to give a wide vision of the evolution of the Cameroon. Aspect, economical aspect, cultural aspect, political aspect, and so on. That is will be how to manage our pastoral, that we will be at it's a holistic vision for the future of Cameroon. So, and the last one is to promote a lot of dialogue. For me, the Laudec is the secret of the peace.
Is Cameroon a largely Catholic country?
We can say we have 30% of Catholics in the country. So we need a religious dialogue, you know, cultural dialogue.
Is the other part mostly Muslim?
There is Muslim, there are Protestants, there are traditional beliefs and so on. It's a big diversity and many languages, many tribes and so on. The Cameroon will build its future with the spirit of dialogue.
Tell me, you are hopeful for Cameroon and for Africa, of course.
Yes, I think it also. The Cameroon is an Africa in short, in miniature. I don't know if you have it in English. That is the sunrise of Africa.
The sunrise.
Yes. Okay. So that if the experiences we are doing in Cameroon can help a lot all the Africa, because we have succeeded to live together in peace for many years. That is it's a great success.
It's a
great success. We cannot say it's the heaven here in Cameroon, but I think it's better than many situations.
Absolutely. Just one last thing. How is the synod going?
The synod is going good. It's going well. And at the step we are now, it's time for us to think about the conclusions. That means to make proposals that can be used for the continuity of the synod. But according to my opinion, I see that there is a great participation, and the interventions are very deep, and we have discovered the situation in Africa, and we can give to the opinion, international opinion, what is the real situation in Africa. Now, the problem of to solve the problem is not only for the Catholic Church. We intend to collaborate with all the organizations who continue to want to do something for the future of Africa.